Welcome to the SDL podcast, where we'll be going over tech news, game news, TV news, and all the in between. Right, today we're going to go over several things. One of the first things we're going to be going over is we're going to be talking about different podcasts. Two of these podcasts are the CAVC Voice podcast and the Lockdown Lessons podcast. And to talk to us about that is Dean.
Hi, James. I just thought I'd make you aware of the two different podcasts that the college have been producing recently since lockdown. The Voice, so some episodes were done before lockdown, and they can be found on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And more recently, we've been doing a collection of Lockdown Lesson podcasts, and they're just basically handy tips and tricks for remote learning during the pandemic, and you can find those on the Tell CAVC YouTube channel. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Ding. Right, next we're going to talk a bit about movies and TV. I think Harry's going to start us off with talking about I'm a Celeb.
Thank you, Lucia. I'm a Celeb has been really funny past this week and really enjoyable with what they've been doing on it and the trials and what they've been getting up to in between that on the show. So, yeah.
That's brilliant, Harry. Right, next we're going to talk about a bit of tech news. So what we're going to start off with is the new Xbox and the fact that Xbox had to put out that people are vaping with them. Matt, do you want to say about that?
So one of the problems people have been doing was basically being stupid. And one of the problems they did was people that vape would sometimes vape into their Xbox, which would cause more harm than good.
And that's a bit stupid, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
I don't know why people kept doing it, but it seems people enjoy it, wasting money, vape, and ruin the money. So they'll have to
see, I feel people are doing it to try and get a free, like, Xbox or something.
Yes, because there was this video that surfaced on the internet about how, allegedly, the new Xbox Series X would shut itself down and smoke, like something's burning on the inside.
Yeah.
But no, it's just the person turned his Xbox off and vaped into it, which obviously with the smoke, it caused some damage in the inside, which made the Xbox cannot run properly.
Do you reckon they do it just for like publicity and stuff and like just to get views?
Publicity, views, and maybe trying to get a free Xbox, but who knows? Who knows if stupidity can get you a win?
Yeah. Maddie, what do you think about it?
I just think, what a waste of money. You've got to be happy to throw away quite a lot of money to do that for a video or for, you know...
Yeah, because the thing is, it might just break.
Yeah, I don't understand. I really don't get that.
To go on from that conversation, what do we think about the look of the new PlayStation 5?
The new PlayStation...
Yeah. I don't know. Can you lay it on his side? Is it like the others?
Yeah, you can. So it comes with a base.
Ah, right, that's okay. Because it's a bit too tall for my cabinet, to be honest.
Mm, yeah.
It is really tall.
It's a beast.
It looks a bit like a router, doesn't it? A Wi-Fi router.
Despite all the memes that came out of it, where the controller looking like a Star Wars Rebel helmet from Episode 4, whether it being Vegeta or from anime, anything... All the funny memes, yet it sold more than 6 times as Xbox.
Oh, wow.
It sold masses. I saw something and it said they had sold in the first 5 days, I think it was like 120,000 units.
Yeah, first 4 days.
Where Xbox was only 20, I think, in the
first
6 days.
4 days, PS5 sold 118,000 units, while Xbox only sold... 14,184.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't think anyone was expecting that, especially with Xbox, because obviously they had the scheme set up so you could pay monthly.
Mm. Why do you think that
is? Which
is
a bit insane.
The games?
I think it's all the exclusives and what you're actually paying for at the end of the day.
Mm.
And everything around marketing as well, PlayStation have just done so much better.
Yes, indeed.
Because it's like, I don't know if any of you knows, but on social media, it's everywhere at the moment because PlayStation have literally gone to different countries and, like, as an example, in London, they've changed Tube Station names to names of the games.
Oh, wow, that's
and
cool.
their exclusive games.
Yeah.
So it's like there's now a station called Ratchet and Clank and stuff like that, and they've done like really cool art, and it just, I think they've done so much better on advertisement than Xbox.
The marketing team need promotions.
Yeah.
Pretty
no
much.
They do.
Yeah.
They need a pay rise.
Yeah. I feel like Xbox is because with like I'm a massive Xbox fan. I'm just throwing that out there. Any listeners who disagree, come at me. but yeah, honestly, I feel like I buy Xbox for Halo, and the Halo trailer didn't impress a lot of people.
And so, also it's been delayed.
Exactly. So I kind of feel like with the exclusives for the PS, that's why it's done so well.
Well,
definitely.
I've always bought Xboxes on launch and then waited a bit for my PlayStations. But this year I'm doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Despite my love for Xbox, I don't think my family's ever going to get the new Xbox. Mainly because, it's nice in terms of the graphics and how it runs. I just don't think it would be a good money spend. Like, even though I do want it, it would just cost way too much.
I think the jump between the last Xbox and this Xbox is just too close. Mm. Where with the PlayStation, they kind of played it good. So it's been a massive jump from even the PlayStation Pro. And I think that's another reason it sold really well, because Xbox, they only made their older console like a year ago, which has capabilities for 4K, 60fps, and now all they're doing is doing 120. So I think it's just, they shouldn't have released that last Xbox.
Yeah. And if you haven't got the right TV, you're going to struggle having the full 120, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because most console players play on their TVs, and as I've seen, like, hardly any TVs have 120 frames. Like, only monitors do. And then also, if you're buying a new brand new like console, you kind of want to upgrade your TV if you're going to do to like 4K. Because then what's the point?
That's what I've been looking at now, actually, because I haven't got a 4K TV now, so.
I think sales will definitely be down because of just all of this, because I think this is the brink of where everyone's kind of switching over to like 4K TVs, higher resolution, higher hertz and everything, and people will not want to do it until they really need to, and I don't think that's going to be the case until next generation.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think many people are going to buy this generation and buy, like, the new TVs and everything like that. I think it's going to be the next generation that happens.
It's a big investment, if you think about it.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that Xbox have done well, is they've done the pay-as-you-go, the monthly, which I just think is so clever. Because it's something like £40 for the best model per month for 24 months. Where PlayStation, you don't have that at all. So I think they've done very well with that.
I will say this though about the Xbox. Even if people want to buy the new one, I still have possibly, I still have the one before the Series S, and it's still working fine.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I see these consoles be released. Yet even if you have the old, if you have the old gens, they still run. Why buy a new one when they're still working fine? Because I've had mine for probably 5, maybe 7 years now.
Yeah, I've had my PlayStation for 5 years, I think, now.
Because I've had my Xbox for a while now, and it's still working like it's new. Some minor crashes and some minor delays, but that's just age. But it's still, it doesn't affect the game.
I think the only reason you would really kind of want to buy it, there's two reasons to buy the new generation, is one, graphical and higher frame rate, and then all the new games. But the problem is, within the first year, all the new games will be on the last gen as well. So there's not much point buying the new consoles, really, until like late next year.
Yeah, you always find out with launch consoles, it takes a while to...
And PlayStation promised that PlayStation 4 were not going to get any of the new games. But then they realised they were going to lose loads of money from doing that, so then they made it so PlayStation 4 people could play it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, true.
Because looking into some of the newest games that came out for the PlayStation, I'll say the most... the only two games that have been the most blooming for the new consoles. Obviously, you've got Black Ops Cold War, which... even though it was a good idea to go into the Cold War era of 1990s or something, but was it a smart move by Activision and Treyarch? Because the previous past game where they went before the present, Cold World War II, that was the biggest bombshell in terms of...
But that wasn't a bombshell because of the setting, it was just because the game was terrible.
The game was terrible, the campaign was awful, it lacked a lot of important details from World War II.
Yeah.
Even zombies...
I think that's the thing, is they're not going with detail anymore, they're kind of just going more for what they want. Because it's like the good old Call of Duty games, they're like accurate as heck, like... They're so good with accuracy, history-wise. Now, the newer games, as you said with the World War II one, it's nothing like happened in World War II.
Because someone actually made a video talking about every single little problem with the Call of Duty World War II campaign. Because I was speculating before that was coming out, was if they're going to do a World War II game, why not revamp one of the older World War II games, like World at War, because they revamped Modern Warfare to become Modern Warfare Remastered, but you
and that was good, but it didn't have any multiplayer.
Yeah, and then when World War II dropped, the only problem was campaign, unbalancing of weapons, and inaccuracies of every single detail, campaign, weapons.
Yeah, it just... It's starting to feel like they don't really care about the users and they're just caring about the money at the end of the day.
Yeah, and then going on to Modern Warfare, the one before Cold War, there's some massive problems that COD are ignoring so much.
It seems like they're putting all their effort into Warzone sometimes.
That's my problem. Up the sights are so massive to the point where it will take hours and hours just to get one update done. When we look at other games, when you have DLCs, they're normally like massive expansions, but they take like a minute to download at best. And it's funny because of how much updates and content addition and removal of that content that's being released compared to the updates where it's just minor programming. I'm surprised COD's taking too long to get this stuff done. Even some of the weapons that were changed, like nerfed and buffed over the time of Modern Warfare, still broken to this day. M4.
Right, Matt.
Yes.
We're going to move on to a different game now. Yes. So we've just been talking about Black Ops and how terrible it is.
Yes.
We're going to talk about phenomenal game.
So,
we're going to talk about Spider-Man, Miles Morales. Wow.
Yeah.
So it has just come out.
Yes.
And it's been getting 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10s everywhere. So this is the second in the series. So the first one was just Spider-Man, PlayStation 4. I played it myself and it was incredible. And I cannot wait to play Miles Morales because it just looks so good. Graphically, and gameplay-wise, it looks amazing.
See, this is the game that could convince me to go over to PS, and I hate saying that as an Xbox
you
user.
Should.
And I've been Xbox
Come
for
over.
Years. I feel like I'm going to the dark side. But I feel like
the
any
dark
game...
side is sometimes the good side.
Yeah, yeah,
any
Maddie,
game
Maddie.
That looks as good as that, which it looks amazing, that game is really tempting me to do it.
Maddie.
The story is amazing.
And speaking of Star Wars, if you're going to do a Star Wars reference, let me ask you this. If the new Halo drops and is good,
yeah.
And you're on PlayStation playing Spider-Man Miles Morales, would you go back to Xbox playing Masks to play Halo? Or would you balance out the two? Then
Don't you just get a PlayStation to play your console games and then get a PC to play all your
Xbox
games?
Don't tempt me. I don't have any money.
Yeah,
I need the money.
What about that?
That is do you know what? That's a really good idea. I might actually look into that.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mike. I've never played on a PC, though.
You can connect your controller and you'll still be good.
Oh, yeah, I might give that a go then. I'm tempted. I feel like I'm missing out on so many good games just being Xbox only.
You are missing out on so many games. Because the thing is, if you get a PlayStation, you can play literally all the PlayStation exclusives.
I know.
Get a PC and you can play all the Xbox exclusives.
I know. I just feel, I don't know, I've been Master Chief Halo Xbox for years that I'm loyal.
And
so.
The thing is, on PC,
I know
you'll get better graphics and greater FPS. Anyway,
you really are selling this to
console.
Me, you know.
Because you should.
You should be sponsored.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
Imagine being sponsored by Xbox. Hell yeah, I'll take that all day.
Just Dean, what do you think of the Spider-Man game? Because you're a massive Spider-Man fan,
we
know.
I'm looking forward to seeing how they handle his powers, because he's got a few more powers than Peter Parker. Do you get what I mean? So, yeah, I want to see how, they've sort of dealt with those and his, like, shock abilities, and because he can cloak himself as well. So, that should be quite cool in the game, like, do you know what I mean? But I don't know what villains are in it. Does anyone know what villains are in it?
So, it's his uncle. His uncle's the main villain.
Oh.
Yeah,
Prowler's the main villain from what I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think
cool.
You got as well Rhino, because I was looking at a sneak peek at one of the boss fights.
Yeah, I think it's building the Sinister Six.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
It'll be like
so
crazy.
I think that includes Dr. Octopus as well.
So Doc Ock was in the last game. So to go off of Spider-Man the game, I kind of want to move on to Spider-Man the movie.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Yeah.
So as we see, so there's already been two that are out with Tom Holland in it.
Yes.
And there's about to be a third. So they've already started filming.
Did you see the picture?
For it. They've just started filming and they just released a picture of him, of Tom Holland in his costume with his mask on and with another face mask on.
Oh.
To show that he's doing it.
Yeah. So can we.
So there's been a few rumours going around and stuff like this, and we know for sure that Jamie Foxx is reprising his role as Electro.
Yes, brilliant.
From the previous set of movies,
I'm not sure.
And it sounds like they might be setting up the Sinister Six.
Oh, that would be
what
so
do we all
good.
Think about that?
That's made me really excited. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, I've heard as well. I doubt this will be true, but they were thinking of having the other Spider-Mans in it as well. So they
I heard that they were going to have a cameo.
Do you mean
I heard.
So Andrew Garfield and Thing are going to be in it.
Don't tell me Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, they reckon.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
No way.
There's talks about Tobey Maguire being Uncle Ben.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so there's talks about bringing him as Uncle Ben.
That's
okay,
weird.
Let me pick your brains with this then. I'm going off topic a little bit, but hopefully people like
that's
this.
Fine.
I love the Tobey Maguire ones. Everyone's like, no, they're really cheesy.
Same here.
They're awful. I loved it. I love
they're
just
good.
All of them. They're brilliant.
Yeah, they're quite good, especially obviously the third Spider-Man film with Tobey Maguire.
Second one's my favourite.
Yeah, same.
I like all of them, but especially the third one because you have because there was an interaction between he's So you have Spider-Man, who went up against Green Goblin, who also, he also encountered Sandman when he also had his Venom outfit, and then he also went up against Venom. All three of them in one film, and then the last, before the end, I'm just going to say a spoiler, if anyone's never seen Spider-Man 3, which I don't know
but how. Let's be fair, it's been out for ages now.
So you had then Spider-Man and Green Goblin work together to take on Venom, which I want to say is, Venom, and Sandman, but like the Sandman's like a big, beefy, giant sign creature now, and it's so good, but the end...
Right, Matt, one sec. I think we've run out of time. So, I think that's it today. So you can come back every week to listen to us lot talk about this sort of thing with movies, TVs, games, and tech. Make sure you follow us wherever we are, and goodbye.